Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us. A guy who has been around with us on Talk Radio 1210 forever because he's a pioneer in this stuff. He's the founding head of the Division of Medical Ethics at NYU School of Medicine now in New York City. And when I think of these ethical questions that come up all the time, the name that pops into my head, and Dan had a similar experience, is Art Kaplan, Dr. Arthur Kaplan. He's a bioethicist now at New York University. And the issue I'm most intrigued with and heartened by, there's a website called One Day Sooner, vaccine related. Now, as of last week, and we haven't checked recently, 2,000 people have shown up. The idea is healthy, younger people, I guess they would get checked out if this happens, to then move forward, maybe by months, actually having a vaccine on the market to fight the coronavirus. Joining us is Dr. Arthur Kaplan here. Hey, Art Kaplan, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you for having me. Good to be back. No, well, not under these conditions.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the thing that bugs me, Art, before we talk about the ethical questions here and break them down, is that this has a group of 35 House lawmakers, I read at the Hill, and one, Shalala, former Secretary of Health and Human Services, and yet they dither over this. The debate ought to be on. We ought to be moving on this right now after the debate, right?
I agree. The idea is we should speed up vaccine research by doing something that we rarely do. It's not never, but rarely, which is test a vaccine and then challenge the vaccine by deliberately giving the person the disease. That really speeds up the process, because if you just try experimental vaccines, Dom, you get you have to wait for nature to infect you, and that can take years, literally years,
right,
and years. Whereas if you were to try this on, say, 250 people, controlled environment, you'd know quickly whether you had a winner, somebody that wasn't doing anything, or even something that might benefit but might have some risk. And so it's really asking a lot, I know it, to ask people to be the subjects in this kind of study. But given where we are, and really given the fact that we're not going to work our way out from this plague until we get a vaccine, I think offering this ought to be done quickly.
Yes, and I'm heartened, unless the number's even more now, Art Kaplan with us. 2,000 young people, I assume they are, signed up to do this very thing. What is the ethical concern? Who is it that's pushing back? Is it one of those things where they say, okay, it's okay with this, we get it, this is so life-threatening, but then this will open up the door to something else?
No, I don't even think it's a slippery slope. I think there are people who just say you can't give a person a deadly disease, and this thing is deadly, and you can't do it. The reason we keep saying younger people is if you take people 20 to 35, they certainly have been deaths in that group, but they're very rare. We're trying to minimize the risk,
right,
by taking younger people. By the way, the risk ratio that we're talking about is exactly the same as exists when someone donates a kidney to somebody else. Living kidney donation?
Yes.
That's about 1 in 3,000. This would probably be, for those who took the vaccine, something like a 1 in 10,000. So the risks are not, you know, we're not talking about 1 out of 2 or 1 out of 4. Still, people sit there and say, It's just wrong. You can't deliberately do this. By the way, one little historical thing for those who remember their high school or college stories. Remember Walter Reed and the Panama Canal? Remember those stories?
Oh, way yeah, back? Yellow fever, yeah, malaria.
Yeah, and what he did was they had themselves bitten with yellow fever mosquitoes deliberately. They volunteered. This idea goes that far back.
Well, Art, it's almost foolproof. And I like the factoid you threw in there. This verse is giving up a kidney. Everybody's okay with that. Would it be unethical? I guess this now makes it even murkier. If these people were going to be compensated in some way to draw even more, can you do that?
Well, I'm not against paying people to be in research. People have some heartburn about that because they think it undermines their voluntariness because they get coerced by the money, but I wouldn't pay them here. I just don't even want that issue on the table. I don't want to argue about it. And I'm going to tell you, Dom, there are probably close to 10,000 volunteers worldwide now. So those are altruists. I think that we could root out anybody who had psychiatric or psychological issues. We could absolutely check their consent, you know, make them do it three times before we'd let you be in the experiment. Have them vetted by a psychologist if you want. You know, it's fine with me. We won't have to worry about paying. There are enough brave, altruistic, community-minded people out there that we'd be able to recruit this.
And I think the more we talk about it as a war, the more we use that narrative and all, then these are patriots. I wouldn't call it a suicide mission. A high-risk mission is what they're on here, just as if they were in the military. They're volunteering to do that.
Yeah, I've tried to explain, too. It's like being a test pilot. You know,
yes.
A lot of more deaths occur there than anything that's going to even hypothetically happen here. And I'll mention something else. First responders in Philly, doctors and nurses, cleaning people who are in those hospitals and nursing homes. What kind of risks are they facing? It's worse than what we're talking about in this study.
Well, we have a prominent doctor in New York where you are. Head of the emergency ward on the front line who commits suicide. Now, I don't know what her underlying issues may have been before that, but most people think this pushed it over the line to see that every day.
Yep.
I guess the warning signs were there. She saw death all around her, and it just pushed her to do this. So, yeah, the risk is incredible.
And my mom died 2 days ago in a nursing home in Framingham of COVID. She was 96. Very old, lived a full life, but if we had a vaccine, we could be protecting some of those people, even in the nursing home setting. Yeah. So, you know, the nursing homes are getting ravaged. I've had tens of thousands of emails and Twitters telling me, not just condolences, but, you know, my mom too, or my dad too. Those are real risks that are happening out there now against a hypothetical risk.
Well, I'm, you know, it doesn't matter the age, it's your mom, so our condolences too. At 96, it doesn't matter, particularly under this type of stuff. What is the inertia on this then? Who's holding it up? I'm reading here at the Hill, a group of 35 lawmakers, I guess, petitioning. They're lending their support to it, but who gives the go-ahead? Is it Trump? Is it the FDA? Who has to do it?
You need three things to come. Well, you need four things. First, we got to get some good vaccine candidates. There's nothing to talk about until we get one. So, But we want to set this up to be ready when we get that potential vaccine breakthrough. You know, people say 18 months. Here's what 18 months means about a vaccine. Somebody in a lab discovered something and thinks it might work. You know how long it would take to make 330 million doses of a vaccine? Couple years.
Yeah, right.
Couple years. So what we're really talking about is let's speed it up and be ready. Who has to approve it? The sponsor. That would probably be a company like a Merck or a Johnson & Johnson who might own the vaccine. Then you'd have to get it cleared by a research review committee, say at Penn or Temple or NYU. They would have to agree to work with them on this. Then you'd have to go to the FDA. So those are the three steps.
Well, they all seem doable to me. Now, what's your sense? You're in these circles. I know it's not your direct area of expertise. Oxford talking about, now, who do we know? You know, a breakthrough that they think they had something. I remember the University of Pittsburgh Medical Centers. This competition, this race toward this is a good thing. The Israelis certainly have been talking about this. What's your sense of the viability of any of these vaccines, say, in the next 3 to 6 months?
Zero. I don't think we'll get that fast. Not that fast. You're going to have to do some animal studies.
Okay.
Just to see if it got anything going. then you're either going into healthy human volunteers or you're doing what we're talking about, which is a challenge study. If you do the healthy human volunteers route to see what's going to happen, that's probably 3-4 months just to see if anything responds, if you will, to the vaccine. And then you start the process of, you know, a couple thousand people to test it to see if it works. And if you just do that by waiting to see if they get infected through the natural course of things, I don't know, that would take like a year and a half. So you don't want to do it that way. That's not the right way to proceed. We got a plague. And I know it's unusual times for everybody, job loss, quarantine, deaths. But that demands what I would call a serious, rapid response. I'm hopeful that some of these candidates will pop up and show efficacy in the petri dish or in the animals. But then, you know, it's a haul from there to getting it in your arm.
That's why every day that we talk about this, Art, I go back and I've moved him up in my ranking. I don't know about you, but I have him in the top 10 of humankind ever, Jonas Salk.
Yeah.
Polio and things of that nature, of how difficult this is to deal. And he's doing that back in a time when we didn't have the abilities we now have technologically, et cetera. So
you know how long it took him to get that polio vaccine? About 7 years. So we don't want 7 years. We got to go faster. We got to go faster. I know there's a big fight. I'm sure you've been in it and taking discussions of it between, you know, quarantine and go to work, quarantine and go to work. Look, the answer is vaccine. That's the answer. We're going to have this debate if we don't get rid of this virus in the fall, and it'll cycle back. I'm fearful it'll be like the flu and keep, you know, assaulting the world. So the real answer is pour money into vaccines and then speed it up.
Absolutely. Where do we find all things Art Kaplan? Where do we find you?
Twitter. Just go to @ArthurKaplan. That's one good place. I tweet up lots of articles and opinion pieces there. So I'd say, yeah, that's the easiest place.
All right. Thank you very, very much. Thank you for joining us today.
Hey, my pleasure.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon. On Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.